All right, we're back. We're ready for our second hour of Who's Talking. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, my trusty co-host, and we've got a nice little group that has gathered tonight despite the terrible thunderstorms, and we're here at Richmond BMW, 8710 West Broad Street, and we still have some good food over here from Fridays. They certainly were nice to provide this this week. We've got some other prizes and things and plenty of cold drinks, so come on out to join us here. We still have an hour to go.
Yeah, hour to go. A chance to come out and maybe ask us a question, ask our guests a question, or as you say, just enjoy a little camaraderie with other fans of the Hoos.
Well, you've got former UVA punter Noah Greenbaum is in the house, and Terry Gates, former UVA basketball player.
We'll be here shortly. I don't see him yet. He's a big guy, so you normally recognize him when he walks in.
We can't miss him. He's all six, all a 6'7". Anyhow, understand that we've got our good friend Chris Horn of the Saber with us. He's the recruiting expert covering the Wahoos. And, Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Very good. All right. Technology worked again tonight. I'm thrilled. All right. Chris, basically give us an overview of the significance of the upcoming football game from a recruiting standpoint.
All right. Well, certainly it's the biggest football recruiting weekend to date. The North Carolina game, certainly there were a lot of talented guys there. But this weekend there are going to be at least six official visitors, meaning that for those who don't follow recruiting closely, an official visit is when UVA would pick up the tab, pay for the recruit and their family to come in for the weekend. So six of those, six recruits are supposed to come in this weekend. I'll go ahead and list some of those guys, and certainly if you have any questions, feel free to jump in. Travis Hughes is probably the headliner. Demetrius Nicholson is probably the headliner. Travis Hughes is coming as well, but Demetrius Nicholson is a cornerback out of Bayside in Virginia Beach. I have him as the number three prospect in the state, and an extremely fast cover corner, shutdown corner. He's also considering Stanford, UNC, Clemson, Virginia Tech. Travis Hughes, a linebacker, also out of Virginia Beach, out of Kempsville. He's making what will be his fourth official visit, and this will be to UVA. He has one more after this. He's going to take to Clemson. He's also considering North Carolina, Maryland, and Virginia Tech as well. And then a couple of linebackers out of the state of Georgia, Troy Gray, a player that is very high on UVA heading into the visit. He's a linebacker as well. UVA has the edge for him right now, I believe, and he seemed pretty excited about the visit coming up. DJ Hill, who's also, as I mentioned, a linebacker out of the state of Georgia, out of Newton High School in Covington. Also considering Vanderbilt, Ole Miss as well, and will be making his second visit to Virginia. He actually came during the summer for an unofficial visit, but this will be an official visit for him. Demetri Knowles, who's a wide receiver out of Liberty Christian Academy in Lynchburg, will be in town as well on his official visit. He's a super track star, but really has blossomed this year as a wide receiver. UVA is currently his only offer, but he's actually getting some looks from Virginia Tech, Connecticut, Maryland, some other schools. And then finally, out of the state of Texas, a defensive end by the name of Horace Akardai. He's also considering Arkansas, Kansas, Purdue, and UVA. He's taken an official visit to Purdue already, so this will be his second visit, and he's supposed to go to Arkansas and Kansas as well after this. So certainly a big weekend on the football front, especially with UVA looking to close out an already strong class.
Yeah, remind me, Chris, and our listeners, UVA, of course, everything is verbal commitment now. They don't sign until February, but they have how many verbal commitments? And I think the maximum they can take in 1 year is 25, is that right?
Yeah, the maximum that they can enroll in any class is 25, but you can kind of get around that, though, if some kids sign but end up going to prep school the following year, or if some kids enroll early, which Virginia's done in the past several years with Will Hill and Michael Strauss. So, but
is that the gray shirt type thing, or what explain gray shirt?
The gray shirt would entail a player signing, for example, in February of 2011 and actually enrolling in January of 2012, kind of missing that following semester. Whereas early enrollment, it's a similar deal, but obviously they're enrolling early, graduating high school early, and which several players are thinking about doing. David Watford is a quarterback out of Hampton, is thinking about doing that, and tight end Darius Redmond's thinking about doing that as well for UVA, which helps with the numbers to be able to have that flexibility to shift around. You know, you look at Virginia Tech, kind of used that very effectively over the past, under Coach Beamer. And it's something that if Virginia can have at least a couple of, a couple of spots to work with, I think that'll help them.
Chris, there's been some talk in the last week or so about Curtis Grant maybe changing his mind and showing some interest in UVA.
Right.
What are you hearing?
Well, I think the one thing that's been the case with UVA and Curtis Grant is that Curtis Grant has taken a liking to Coach Lunnan throughout the whole process. And at this point, I still think it's unlikely, I would say, that Curtis would end up signing with Virginia. But still, I do think Virginia is on his mind, and Virginia continues to recruit him hard, even though he has expressed more recently that he may not be interested. But Coach Lunnan still seems to be pursuing him heavily. And I think Curtis seems to respect him and appreciate Coach Lunnan quite a bit. So you never know. If Virginia can hang around, maybe put a few good wins on the board here the rest of the season, you never know what will happen down the road.
Chris, we're talking with Chris Horn of the Saber. Chris, Diamante Bailey plays also over there at Hermitage. Is that maybe helping Coach Lunnan and his staff and maybe Coach Reed successfully recruit Curtis Grant and making him really think harder about UVA?
I don't think. First of all, Diamond, I think, is one of the more popular guys in this class. For a number of recruits that I've spoken with, he's one of the guys that they mention as they speak to him on Facebook. They talk to him on email. He's certainly getting out there. I certainly don't think it hurts, but I really think that Curtis is trying to make his own decision. I don't think it's a big factor in trying and swaying him one way or the other. I would say Coach Lunnan is the bigger factor and maybe having Virginia hang around and as I mentioned, just kind of hang around and see what happens as the year goes on and as the recruiting process goes on.
Chris, what's the sale that Mike Lunnan's making now? In other words, if he's out there recruiting these kids, what makes the difference for Virginia?
Well, I think his personality is the one thing that really seems to stand out among kids is his optimism, and he really is an optimistic guy, and I think that, and he's got a good message. He wants guys who are going to be serious about academics as well as football, but also strive to be the best that they can be in football. And I think that resonates with recruits who really get along with him and his staff. I think that they're all similar guys in a lot of those respects, and I think that really resonates with recruits, but also with their families. He's certainly made an emphasis, and he's made it known that he really wants to win with State of Virginia players. He wants to recruit the state, which I think helps as well. But I just think he's selling the kids that this first class is really going to be the building block. And I know he has told a few guys that he wants. And Vincent Croce actually had a good counsel mentioned this to me when I spoke with him after the UNT game, was that the one thing that really sold him on Coach Lunnan was the fact that this could be the class that really is the start of something big, and that you can be a part of that. And a lot of the kids like that challenge, and they feel like Coach Lunnan is the guy that's going to lead them in that right direction.
All right. We're speaking with Chris Horn of the Saber. Chris, a number of players from the Richmond area have already pledged to go to UVA in 2011. Green, Harris, Brown, and Bailey, four come right to mind. Talk about these guys and maybe any news that you might have about the seasons they're having this year.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Curtis Grant and Diamante Bailey out of Hermitage. Hermitage coach Patrick Gaines told me today, actually, that the first-string defense, which obviously includes both of those guys, has only given up 3 points all season long. And I believe they're 7-0. They may be 8-0, but certainly that's an astounding statistic right now. It tells you how good that defense is. And he mentioned that Diamante is playing very well. Kevin Green out of Petersburg, who's playing quarterback for Petersburg, but projects probably as a safety or potentially even a linebacker at UVA, is having a fantastic season for the Crimson Wave. I believe they're 4-2, and he's really getting it done passing as well as rushing. Anthony Harris He scored two touchdowns last week against Clover Hill and what was actually had a chance to attend that game. Very close game, LC in a Dominion district battle there. And Harris was able to – his two touchdowns gave him the 14-13 win there over Joel Caleb, who's the quarterback out of Clover Hill, who's one of the top juniors in the state, already has verbal offers from 20 FBS schools, including UVA. So he's a guy to keep an eye on for next year. So certainly, and Thompson Brown out of St. Christopher's continues to do well. And I've heard good reviews from him in terms, or good reviews from opposing coaches about him, just in terms of his abilities on the defensive side of the ball, his athleticism, and his physicality that he's bringing to the table this year. So all four guys in the Central Virginia area seem to really be having a standout senior season.
Is there anybody else in Central Virginia that is drawing any attention from UVA at this point?
At this point, I feel like it's. Of course, you have Curtis, and I think earlier on, Corey Marshall out of Dinwiddie was obviously offered. He ended up committing to Virginia Tech. But right now, in terms of those in-state guys, I think looking at Hermitage again, Brendan Riddick is a guy that Virginia has been keeping an eye on. They have not extended an offer to him, but he plays quarterback. But he's a fantastic athlete. Really projects as possibly a safety on the next level. So he's a guy, but as far as obviously Curtis Grant is the big guy, top player in the state, one of the top players in the country. He's the guy that really that UVA is focused on and trying to land. And at this point, with 20 high school seniors verbaled, and then you have Kyra Latimer out of Fork Union, makes 21. Right now, you're just really trying to close with some of your top guys. So it sounds like certainly Curtis would count as one of those guys.
Is Curtis the kind of guy that if you, by some chance, you got him, would that maybe cause other people to take a serious look at Virginia, if not this year, next year?
Yeah, I think that would certainly help towards next year, I think, and especially with Coach London and his staff trying to get as many in-state kids as they can to be able to get some of the more higher profile guys. I mean, they've gotten Clifton Richardson, who's a running back out of Menchville, and they've done well in the Tidewater area. Which certainly is a goal. But Curtis, getting a guy of his caliber or Demetrius Nicholson or Travis Hughes, I think certainly would help towards making it known that they want to recruit the state and that they're going to do a pretty good job of doing it.
My brother will shoot me if I don't ask you this question. Dean Cheatham, who played at Collegiate until recently and is now playing out in Hanover High School.
Right.
How's he trending up?
Well, he was at Virginia and Virginia Tech's camp, and he's continued to do what he's done, what he did last year, which is run the football and really run it well. Unfortunately, I think in terms of him being a running back on that level, it seems to be like there may be some questions in terms of how he's going to transition to that. But certainly a heck of a high school football player, high school senior, and I expect him certainly to end up somewhere. Exactly which level it's going to be, I think that's kind of maybe the main question right now.
I follow
you. Well, Chris, thank you as always. Chris Horn of the Sabre has joined us the last several minutes. Needless to say, we'll have you back on in the weeks to come. But we thank you again for your time, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go to our break. We'll be back with Noah Greenbaum. Noah has stepped into the big chair here to our right. So after these messages, we'll visit with Noah Greenbaum, former Virginia football player.